Section 12. After the leisurely and lyrical Section 11, with its wealthy, lonely woman imagining her way into a sensual frolic with the 28 young men, this section is quick and spontaneous, as if we've now followed those bathing young men back to their jobs. Now the poet observes young men as intently as the young woman observed them in the previous section. Through the poet's eyes, we see the young butcher changing out of his bloodied apron, his killing clothes, and sharpening his knives for the next day's grisly business. But even after work, the butcher's leisure involves more sharp tools and breakdowns. His very speech is repartee, as Whitman reaches for what at first seems an inappropriate term to describe the way the butcher talks. Repartee is French and invokes a higher social class, but it derives from a fencing term, a thrust in response to an attack, that came to mean a sharp retort. Even the butcher's talk is a whetted instrument. And he entertains himself and the poet with his shuffle and breakdown, two fast and energetic dances that emerged from African-American folk traditions. This butcher boy enacts his own border crossing, an early instance of America's crossover culture that has produced jazz and the blues and hip-hop. Then the poet turns to a careful observation of blacksmiths at work, admiring their masculine bodies and the powerful rhythms of their work as their repeated motions sculpt their bodies into thin waists and massive arms. These men environ the anvil, and Whitman's word, environ, creates an image of the men surrounding the heavy block of iron. The word itself has iron at its heart, on which they shape the molten iron from the furnace with their hammers. Their bodies move in a hypnotic repetition as again and again each man hits in his place, just as Whitman does here as he lovingly shapes his words to the meters of the workplace, hammering poetry out of the everyday world around him.